This is SDPB News, and I'm Jeremy Ludeman. TransCanada Corporation is digging up a portion of the Keystone Oil Pipeline in Marshall County after an inspection identified potential issues with the pipeline's coating. Brian Walsh with the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources tells the Aberdeen American News there aren't any reported leaks. He says the Federal Hazardous and Materials Safety Administration is ordering the energy company to further inspect the route north of Britain. That's the Federal Pipeline Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. My apologies on that. TransCanada spokesman Matthew John says crews are conducting, quote, standard monitoring and inspections, end quote, of the pipeline. The Keystone Pipeline section being investigated is about 15 miles north of where a crack caused about 210,000 gallons of oil to spill near Amherst. A federal investigation into that event continues. The South Dakota Community Foundation has awarded a $35,000 grant to the community outreach. For more than 40 years, the organization has worked to provide crisis care need and financial literacy within the Sioux Falls area. The grant will directly affect the Hezekiah House and Genesis Mentoring Program. Hezekiah House provides a near-market-based rental home for 30 to 36 months for families who fall below the medium income level. Upon acceptance, they take part in an 18-week financial mentoring program called the Genesis Program. Ginger Neiman is the senior program officer with the South Dakota Community Foundation, and she says the Genesis Program has 130 trained mentors.
So during that time, the mentor and mentee will work on budgeting, setting and achieving some SMART goals, understanding their needs versus wants, daily living skills enhancement, and developing a strong relationship with their mentors.
Neiman says the Genesis program helps ensure families have the budgeting and life skills necessary to succeed. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting. It's 6.5 minutes past the hour. More news, listen.sdpb.org.